Well, good morning. It is September 29th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are starting the book of 1 Kings chapter 1. We're going to read Galatians chapter 5, Ezekiel chapter 32, and then Psalm 80. So let's get into the word today. 1 Kings chapter 1. 1 Kings chapter 1. Starting a new book of Scripture, Old Testament Scripture. 1 Kings chapter 1. Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he gat no heat. And wherefore his servant said unto him, Let there be sought for my lord the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that the my lord the king may get heat. And so they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coasts of Israel, and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was very fair, and cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king knew her not. And then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen, and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time, saying, Why hast thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they, following Adonijah, helped him. But Zadok the priest, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and the mighty men which belonged to David, were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zoheleth, which is by En-Rogel, and called all his brethren, the king's son, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet, and Benaniah, and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, he called not. And wherefore Nathan spake unto Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, Hast thou not heard that Adonijah the son of Haggith doth reign, and David our Lord knoweth it not? Now therefore come, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel, that thou mayest save thine own life, and the life of thy son Solomon. Go, and get thee in unto King David, and say unto him, Didst not thou, my lord, O king, swear unto thy handmaid, saying, Assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne? Why then dost Adonijah reign? Behold, while thou yet talkest there with the king, I also will come in after thee, and confirm thy words. And Bathsheba went in unto the king into the chamber, and the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite ministered unto the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance unto the king. And the king said, What wouldest thou? And she said unto him, My lord, thou swearest by the Lord thy God unto thine handmaid, saying, Assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon thy throne. And now, behold, Adonijah reigneth. And now, my lord the king, thou knowest it not. And he hath slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and hath called all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the host. But Solomon thy servant hath he not called. And thou, my lord, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon thee, that thou shouldest tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. And lo, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in. And they told the king, saying, Behold, Nathan the prophet. And when he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, My lord, O king, hast thou said, Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne? For he has gone down this day, and hath slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and hath called all the king's son and all the captains of the host, and Abiathar the priest, and behold, they eat and drink before him, and say, God save King Adonijah. But me, even me, thy servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and they called Solomon, hath he, and thy servant Solomon hath he not called. Is this thing done by my lord the king, and thou hast not showed it unto thy servant, whom should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him? And then King David answered and said, Call me Bathsheba. And she came unto the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king sware and said, As the Lord liveth, that hath redeemed my soul out of all distresses, even as I swear unto thee by the Lord God of Israel, saying, Assuredly, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead. Even so will I certainly do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and did reverence to the king and said, "Let my lord King David live forever." And King David said, "Call me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada." And they came before the king. And the king also said unto them, "Take with you the servants of the Lord, and cause Solomon my son to ride upon my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him there king over Israel. And blow ye with the trumpet, and say, God save King Solomon. And then ye shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne, for he shall be king in my stead. And I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah." And Benaniah the son of Jehoiada answered the king and said, "Amen. The Lord God of my lord the king say so too. As the Lord hath been with my lord the king, even so be he with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David." And so Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada and the Cherethites and the Pelethites went down and caused Solomon to ride upon King David's mule and brought him to Gihon. And Zadok the priest took a horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, "God save King Solomon." Then all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent with the sound of them. And Adonijah and all the guests that were with him heard it, as they had made an end of eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, "Wherefore is this noise of the city being in an uproar?" And while he yet spake, behold, Jonathan, the son of Abathar, the priest, came, and Adonijah said unto him, "Come in, for thou art a valiant man, and bring us good tidings." And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, "Verily, our lord King David hath made Solomon king, and the king hath sent with him Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride upon the king's mule. And Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet have anointed him king of Israel, and they are come up from thence rejoicing, so that the city rang again. This is the noise that ye have heard. And also Solomon sitteth on the throne of the kingdom. And moreover, the king's servants came to bless our lord King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than thy name, and make his throne greater than thy throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed. And also thus saith the king, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which hath given one to sit on the throne this day, mine eyes even seeing it. And all the guests that were with Adonijah were afraid, and rose up, and went every man his way. And Adonijah feared because of Solomon, and rose, and went, and caught hold on the horns of the altar. And it was told Solomon, saying, Behold, Adonijah feareth King Solomon, for lo, he hath caught hold of the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear unto me today that he will not slay his servant with the sword. And Solomon said, If he will show himself a worthy man, there shall not a hair of him fall to the earth. But if wickedness shall be found in him, he shall die. And so King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar. And he came and bowed himself to King Solomon. And Solomon said unto him, Go to thine house. That was 1 Kings chapter 1. Let's move on over to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5 today. Wind's picking up a little bit. But you all know me. I'll be out here reading even when the snow flies. You guys all know that. Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? And this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? And then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off from off which trouble you. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not this liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in this one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. And this I say, then walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envying, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such the like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. That was Galatians chapter 5. Move on over to our next reading in Ezekiel chapter 32. Ezekiel 32 today. Ezekiel 32. Ezekiel 32, and it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, in the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up lamentation for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say unto him, Thou art like a young lion of the nations, and thou art as a whale in the seas, and thou camest forth with thy rivers, and troublest the water with thy feet, and foulest thy rivers. And thus saith the Lord God, I will therefore spread out my net over thee, with a company of many people, and they shall bring thee up in my net. And then will I leave thee upon the land. I will cast thee forth upon the open field, and will cause all the fowls of the heaven to remain upon thee. And I will fill the beasts of the whole earth with thee. And I will lay thy flesh upon the mountains, and fill the valleys with thy height. I will also water with thy blood, and land wherewith thou swimmest, even to the mountains, and the rivers shall be full of thee. And when I shall put thee out, I will cover the heavens, and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. And the bright light of heaven will I make dark over thee, and set darkness upon thy land, saith the Lord God. I will also vex the hearts of many people, and bring thy destruction among the nations unto the countries which thou hast not known. Yea, I will make many people amazed at thee, and the king shall be horribly afraid for thee, when I shall brandish my sword before thee, and they shall tremble at every moment, every man for his own life in the day of thy fall. For thus saith the Lord God, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon thee. By the sword of the mighty will I cause thy multitude to fall, the terrible of the nations, all of them, and they shall spoil the pomp of Egypt, and all the multitude thereof shall be destroyed. I will destroy also all the beasts thereof from beside the great waters, and neither shall the foot of man trouble them any more, nor the hooves of beasts trouble them. And then will I make their waters deep, and cause their rivers to run like oil, saith the Lord God. And then I shall make the land of Egypt desolate, and the country shall be destitute of that whereof it was full. And when I shall smite all them that dwell therein, then shall they know that I am the Lord. This is the lamentation wherewith they shall lament her. The daughters of the nations shall lament her, and they shall lament for her, even for Egypt and for her multitude, saith the Lord God. And it came to pass also in the 12th year, in the 15th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, wail for the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down, even her, and the daughters of the famous nations, unto the nether parts of the earth, with them that go down into the pit. Who dost thou pass in beauty? Go down, and be thou laid with the uncircumcised. They shall fall in the midst of them that are slain by the sword. She is delivered to the sword, and draw her, and all her multitudes. The strong among the mighty shall speak to him out of the midst of hell with them that help him. And they are gone down, they lie uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Asher is there, and all her company, his graves are about him, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, whose graves are set in the side of the pit, and her company is round about her graves, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which caused terror in the land of the living. This is Elam, and all her multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which are gone down unto the uncircumcised, into the nether parts of the earth, which caused their terror in the land of the living. And yet they have borne their shame with them that go down into the pit. They have set her a bed in the midst of the slain with all the multitude. Her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though the terror was caused in the land of the living. And yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. He is put in the midst of them that be slain. There is Meshach, Tubal, and all of her multitude. Her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though they cause their terror in the land of the living. And they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are gone down to hell with their weapons of war. And they have laid their swords under their heads, but their iniquities shall be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Yea, thou shalt be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and shalt lie with them that are slain with the sword. There is Edom, her kings, and all of her princes, which with their might are slain by them that were slain by the sword. And they shall lie with the uncircumcised, and with them go down to the pit. And there be the princes of the north, all of them, and all of the Zidonians, which are gone down with the slain. With their terror they are ashamed of their might, and they lie uncircumcised with them that be slain by the sword, and bear their shame with them that go down to the pit. Pharaoh shall see them, and shall be comforted over all the multitude, even Pharaoh and all his army, slain by the sword, saith the Lord God. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living, and he shall be lain in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that are slain by the sword, even Pharaoh and all of his multitude, saith the Lord God. That was Ezekiel chapter 32. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to read Psalm 80. Psalm 80 today for our final reading. Psalm 80. To the chief musician, upon Shoshanim Edut, a psalm of Asaph. Give ear, O shepherd Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. And thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt, and thou hast cast the heathen and planted it. Thou preparest room before it, and didst cause it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. And she sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. And why hast then thou broken down her hedges, so that they all which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. And let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of whom thou madest strong for thyself. And so will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Well, amen. That was our reading today for September 29th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. As I say each and every day, I mean that. I'm very thankful for everybody. Thankful for your faithfulness, and it is an encouragement to me every day to see you all online and just really doing this every day. I think it's a great habit to get into, to be reading the Word, and we have indeed been doing so now for going on close to 9 months, and so that's a great accomplishment. And so stick with it. We got October, November, December, and then again we have read through the entire Bible, the entire King James Version. I'm still kind of up in the air with what version we're going to do next. Next year, probably New American Standard is probably what we're going to do, but we'll see. But that said, stick with it. But also make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down, as I say each and every day. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for another day that you have granted to us, Lord. It's a beautiful day, and looking out and being in your creation, God, we just thank you so much, God, for your design. We thank you so much for your plan and your sovereignty over all things, God. From everything, Lord, from the trees to the sky to the wind, Lord, you know everything. Lord, even to what is going to happen today, Lord. I pray, God, that you would just help us today to honor you, Lord, no matter what may be happening. Lord, quell any anxieties that may be in our heart today, Lord. We're all dealing with different circumstances and different things in our lives, God, and we need your help no matter what. And so, Lord, may we take you by the hand as that loving Father that you are. And, Lord, may you guide us. Guide us and help us to trust you, Lord, we pray. Lord, I love you. And, Lord, I pray, God, for my brothers and sisters. Give them a good day in you. And, again, may we come back here tomorrow ready to hear your word once again. Again, Lord, we love you. And we commend all these things to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bye, everybody.